Brian Case, the head football coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as we take a look at their matchup coming up on Friday night with Emmitsburg. Coach, congratulations. We knew for several weeks now you guys were in the playoffs, but it's the first round and the excitement is here.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you can get into the postseason, it's absolutely wonderful. You know, your hard work has paid off throughout the season, so we're looking forward to another opportunity.
Coach, you get a rematch. I don't know how much coaches like rematches. You get Emmitsburg, you beat them back on September the 10th at 41-10. You were telling me here prior to the interview, though, that was a tight game at least through the first quarter. I think it was 6-0, and then you guys kind of got things rolling in the second quarter. But Emmitsburg, a different team now. They've won three of their last four.
Yeah, no question. You know, any time that you play a team twice in the regular season or twice in a season, it's just tough to beat them twice. You know, we got beat against Southeast Valley last year, and you know, we had to go over and we had to play them at their place in the quarterfinals, and we were fortunate enough to walk away with a victory there. So they got us in the regular season. We got them with the chance to go to the Dome. So, you know, I'm sure that Emmitsburg is looking at this the same way, as that we got them in the regular season, and they've gotten a great opportunity here. Everybody's starting off 0-0 again, and they get another crack at us this year. No question they've gotten better. I think Ben Thompson over there has done a great job. You know, in his first year as a head coach, and just getting his kids to buy into what he's trying to sell over there. They've definitely made steady improvements throughout the year. They've won three out of the last four games. Their offense is clicking, their defense, I mean, it seems like they're in tune to what he's selling defensively as well. They're game tackling, they're playing physical football. They've got a really good kicker over there as well. So we know we're going to have our hands full with these guys, but again, I think that we're just looking forward to the opportunity to play.
What worked for you guys well in that first game that you feel like could still be an advantage for you on Friday night?
We were playing week three against Emmitsburg, and we were still in a situation where we were trying to figure out what was going to work best for our team. So we had Kevin King still playing a little bit of quarterback. We had Gavin still playing quarterback as well at that time. I think once we went to the spread and Gavin came in and started throwing the ball around a little bit, things really opened up for us, not only through the passing game with his completions, but that also loosened him up a little bit, and we were able to run the football a little bit better against these guys as well. So, you know, Gavin's been our starter all the way through our district play. I think he's done a great job of leading our team. I think he's thrown 10 touchdowns to the one interception that he just threw last week. But I think he's just being a good leader on our field, and I think he's pre-reading things really well. I think he's getting the ball out of his hands at the right time for the most part. And our receivers are starting to catch the ball a lot better. So, and not only that, but I think over the last couple of weeks, our line has really started to communicate a lot better, and they're starting to get some things done up front as well. So we're starting to get healthy at the right time. We're starting to play better at the right time. So both our run game through our full house tee and our pass game, whether we're running play action passes or in our jet sets, our spread sets, things have been looking a lot better for us, and hopefully that just continues here Friday night.
Coach, what are they doing differently that they've won three of four, including a big win, I thought, in week eight against a good Western Christian team?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've just been making steady improvements throughout the year. They're starting to pull a little bit more on their line. We know that there's a couple of kids that they really like to run behind. They run that quick, hurry-up offense. They kind of get up to the ball, and you know, within a 1,000, they're gone. So we got to get our eyes right. We got to make sure that we're seeing kids come out of the huddles and get our line calls taken care of that way before they get set. And at the same time, I think that their mesh has just been really, really good. They're understanding, again, what Ben's trying to throw at them, and they're playing it really well. They're also starting to influence block a little bit more. So they're just their understanding of their offense has really clicked for them. You know, like against Western Christian, you know, Western Christian has the number one toughest schedule in Class 1A, and for them to beat them last week, for them to come out and win three out of the last four games, we know that they're going to be sky high. We know that they're going to be playing with confidence. So that's probably the other thing that's really gotten them over the hump here, is that they're believing in what's going on over there. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys, Jeff.
Coach, you get Jaden Sword back kind of late in the season. You're having to try to slide a kid that's an all-state caliber athlete back onto the field. How have you guys felt about how things are working, getting everybody kind of accustomed to maybe some different roles on the team heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, we've actually started four different fullbacks throughout this season. Jaden was our number one. He got hurt in week two. We finally got him back in week seven, played him sparingly, especially on the defensive side of the ball against Woodward Granger. Last week he took a few reps at the fullback position. This week he's probably going to take a few more reps at that fullback position as well. But, you know, I think the kids understand the caliber of kid that that Jaden is. I mean, he's a three-year starter for us. Yeah, he played on the offensive line the last couple of years, but moving him back to fullback, I mean, he understands what the line splits are all about and where things are opening up that way. So offensively, I mean, yeah, I think it's been okay. And like I said, I mean, in order to cover him up and play four fullbacks this year, I think our kids are buying into what we're selling that way as well. And then defensively, I mean, everybody knows him. He's a really solid, strong football player. He's an all-state caliber type of football player. You know, he's 6'2", 220 pounds, plays downhill. He's just physical. He's a great inside presence for us. You know, last week he started in the inside backer, and his presence was known immediately. So, I mean, the kids respect that. They know the caliber. So it has not been an issue for us as far as getting him back on the field.
Justin Hanks also coming back. That helps the kicking game. Sometimes in these kind of games, the kicking game can maybe be the difference in the game.
Yeah, no question. You know, we really kind of struggled there without Justin's presence on the field. I mean, our two-point conversions, we were not executing very well, and so we get Justin back week seven, and all of a sudden he makes five out of six. Last week, I think he missed one as well. I think he was 6 for 7 last week. So anytime you get a quality kicker back on the field, I mean, it just takes a lot of pressure off you that way as well. And we can count on those extra points. But those extra points are absolutely huge, so we got to make sure that we're getting the job done up front as well as far as protecting him so we can get the ball off.
Coach, a rematch, never a lot of fun, but I get the sense you guys feel like you've got a team that can make a run here in the playoffs.
Well, again, I mean, as long as I think that we're focused and we're understanding the caliber of team that we're facing, you know, I mean, look at their tradition. I mean, look at how many championships they've won over there. They know football. We walked away with a 41-10 victory in week three, but again, they've made some steady improvements. They didn't have a tight end. I mean, really good tight end that first time we played them. But at the same time, we didn't have Jaden Sword, so that might be kind of a wash that way. But, you know, sometimes when you beat a team 41-10, you have a tendency to kind of overlook them and think things are just going to happen for you. We've really talked hard about that this week and making sure that we're focused and we're just taking us another step forward, getting better. I think we've done that over the last 2 weeks, and hopefully that's going to continue here Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck in the game. I know Jeff Honnold and the guys looking forward and Jim Molitor looking forward to getting a chance to catch up with you after the game.
That sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head coach again, Brian Cates with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They entertain Emmitsburg in the opening round of the playoffs on Friday night.